It's almost 2 a.m. Shortly after the close of our last episode, as in city jail, Ed Beekman, suspected killer, is taken to a conference room. Meanwhile, Attorney Perry Mason is admitted by the desk sergeant, then follows a guard toward the same conference room.
Just a second, Mr. Mason.
Oh, all right, Burton.
Now, look, when we see Beekman, give him a chance. Don't tell him what we've learned.
All right,
Burton, I'll take him to the conference room.
Oh, hello, Halverson.
Mason, Street.
Hi, Lieutenant.
How is Beekman?
He's already in the conference room, but I want to see you first.
Here?
Yeah, this is okay. Mason, I'm not going to tell you your business. You know your way around. But just the same, I've got to tell you this. I sat in when the DA questioned your client. And I'm not talking out of school when I say that Beekman didn't give an inch. Beekman claims he's innocent, in spite of the fact that we found him in the murder apartment and in spite of his fingerprints on the murder weapon. He's a real stubborn guy, and he's convincing. But Mason, he's playing you right into the DA's hands.
How?
Because Beekman is the best liar in the business.
Why, Lieutenant?
Now, wait a minute, Miss Street. He claims he didn't kill Weber, and I almost believed him. But the evidence says that Beekman is a liar. And because your boss made a chump out of Abt in court, he's hungry for the chance to get even. So Abt wants Mason to say that he believes Beekman is innocent.
And I'll do that because Beekman is such a good liar.
And because you've known Beekman a long time and you stick by your friends. And because if Beekman convinces you he's innocent, you'll put yourself on the line.
Well, thanks for the warning, Halverson.
Well, I owe you a favor. Come on. I'll take you to the conference room. It's just down the hall.
Now, you know, Mason, I'm sure that Beekman's lying.
He killed Weber. There's no two ways about it. I can't help feeling sorry for the guy.
I talked to his boss, Mr. Nichols.
Oh, yes, I know him.
Beekman was going places. Then, boom. Sure got himself messed up. Just don't let him sell you a bill of goods, Mason.
Ed won't convince me that he's innocent, Lieutenant.
Good.
I'm already convinced. He didn't kill Weber.
Mason.
I agree with him.
Okay, Mason, okay.
Mr. Mason.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
How's Audrey, Mr. Mason? Did you see her?
Yes, I saw her.
She okay? They leave her alone?
Well, your parole officer questioned her, but only for a few minutes. She sends you her love, Ed.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Mr. I'm not even going to ask if she knows I didn't kill Gordy. I don't have to ask. She knows.
Yes, she knows you didn't. Sit down, Ed.
Yeah.
Cigarette?
No, thanks. That cop, Halverson, he gave me a pack. I am out of matches.
Oh, here you are. There.
Thank you. Well, what about you, Mr. Mason? Do you think I killed Gordy?
No.
You didn't even hesitate when you answered me. Well, I didn't do it, Mr. Mason. You can believe that.
I do.
I know they got all that evidence, all that stuff they dug up when I had trouble with Gordy. That, my fingerprints, all the other stuff.
Yes, let's deal with that. And your prints and the other stuff.
Just a minute, Mr. Mason. I didn't ask you about Katie. How's Katie?
She's all right.
You see her?
For a few moments. Now, Ed, what about your prints on the murder weapon?
Well, just a minute, Mr. Mason.
You have waited too long already to explain them. Let's have it, hmm?
I got nothing to say.
Can you explain them? Or don't you remember?
Maybe I could explain them. Maybe I will when the time comes.
It has.
I just can't talk about it now, but see, there's something else. You know, I made a bad mistake tonight, Mr. Mason. Do you know what happened? I got the crazy idea my daughter went to Gordy Webber's apartment. Imagine that. Can you miss me? Of all the goofy ideas, why, if I had stopped to think for one little minute, I'd know Katie wouldn't go to see Gordy. Not me. No. No, I didn't stop to think. I had to beat it to Gordy's place.
I know. Audrey phoned, and I beat it after you.
So that's how you got there so quick. Well, anyhow, that's the story of why I went to Gordy's place. Of course, I was all wrong. Katie wasn't there. It was just a big mix-up, that's all. Imagine me thinking Kate would go to Gordy.
Why didn't you tell the police?
Well, I don't want Katie involved.
But you say she's not involved. It was a mix-up.
Or did she go to see him?
No. Don't even think of it, Mr. Mason. She wasn't there.
Ed, I gave you the chance to tell me yourself, but you aren't ready to trust me. Now I'll have to make you trust me. Kate was in Gordy's apartment when he was murdered.
What makes you say a thing like that?
Kate told Della and me. Della can show you her notes. She was in Gordy's apartment, and you know it, and that's why you have been covering up.
Katie told you she went there?
Yes, she did.
I've been trying awful hard for nothing, huh? I've been lying all the time, Mr. Mason.
Well, let's have the truth now, Ed.
Yes, sir. I killed him.
What?
I killed him. That's all. I killed him.
But you didn't,
wait,
Ed.
Wait, Ellen, wait. How?
Huh?
How did you kill him?
With his knife.
You just walked in, stabbed him to death?
Yeah, about like that, Jack.
Okay, all right. Why?
Why did I kill him? Mm-hmm. Well, when I went to his place, I went in, and there was a door off the living room. That door was closed. I asked Gordy if my daughter was there. He said yes.
So?
Just happened.
You talked to Gordy?
Talked to him?
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't remember.
Kate didn't hear your voice.
What?
She heard Gordy's voice. She heard him plead for mercy, but she didn't hear anyone else.
She tell you that? Well, that's the way it was, yes. As I remember now, I didn't talk.
You just walked in and killed him.
That's what happened, Mr. Mason.
Now you are lying.
Listen, the DA says I killed him. His sidekick says I killed him. Police say so. Now I say so. I killed him. I want to see Katie.
Oh?
I want to see her right now.
Why?
Never mind why. I want to see Katie. I want to see her right away. Is she home?
No.
Well, then where is she?
I won't tell you.
What's the big idea? You won't tell me. She's my daughter. Where is she? You gotta tell me.
Notice him, Bella?
What's that mean?
You do raise your voice when you get angry. If you were angry enough to kill a man, Ed, Kate would have heard you.
She told you that. Well, that was mighty sweet of Katie. I mean, trying to cover up for her old man. Don't change anything, Mr. Mason. I still say I killed Gordy. I still want to see Kate.
Why?
I'll tell her how it happened. I ask her not to feel too bad. I gotta make her understand something. See, it's not as bad for me as it would be for somebody who never got in trouble.
Someone like Kate.
Makes you say that?
Well, just for example.
Yeah. Just for example. Yeah, see. It wrecked Katie's whole life if she had to say she killed Gordy. Now, Katie's whole life is all ahead of her. It ain't that way with me. I got messed up anyhow.
You were making a good life.
Oh, now, let's not kid ourselves, Miss Street. This is no tragedy. I'll cop a plea. I'll get off with a sentence, maybe. It's tough going back to stir, but at least I know what I'm up against. You know, it's funny. When I got out on parole, I swore I would never go back. I used to have a dream. Dream that I was back behind bars. When I woke up, I'd feel good because it was a dream. Lots of nights I told God I'd never go back no matter what. That just goes to show how wrong a man can be. That's funny, huh? Well, look, maybe you'd better call the DA so I can sign a statement, Mr. Mason. If I get thinking about going back, my hand will start shaking. I wouldn't be able to read my writing. God, I don't want to go back. The good Lord knows it's better me than somebody else. Well, call him, will you, Mr. Mason, while I still got guts enough to act like a man?
You know Ed Beekman is innocent, in spite of his confession. You know Ed is fighting to protect his daughter. You may be sure Perry Mason also has guessed the truth. And Mason is about to make a discovery which... Well, we'll learn what happens tomorrow. So by all means, join us, won't you?